From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Endworld, Book 3, Twin Cities Run, by David Robbins. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1.
Did you guys just hear something?
The four men stopped their activities and listened for a moment.
I didn't hear a thing,
the lean gunman in buckskins replied. His blue eyes twinkled as he grinned at the beautiful, muscular woman standing next to their vehicle.
You must be getting jumpy in your young age.
He placed his hands on the pearl grips to his Colt pythons, one revolver in a leather holster on each hip, and chuckled.
I knew you'd get antsy, he stated, the closer we got to home.
I ain't jumpy, white meat,
the woman responded indignantly.
I thought I heard something move in the woods.
Did you hear anything, Geronimo?
The blonde warrior asked one of his friends. Geronimo, a superb hunter and tracker, and one of the only members of the family with any vestige of Indian blood in his veins, shook his head.
Nope, sure didn't. But I was talking to Blade.
His dark hair swayed as he turned his head, his brown eyes probing the surrounding forest. Blade, the head of the warrior unit known as Alpha Triad, rose from his kneeling position by the fire he was preparing for their midday meal. His massive muscles rippled in the sunlight, his brawny hands hovering near his prized Bowie knives as he faced the woman.
"Are you positive you heard something, Bertha?"
he demanded. The dusky woman nodded, her curly hair bobbing.
"I'm a soldier with the Nomads, remember? I know my business," she affirmed with conviction.
Blade ran his left hand through his wavy dark hair, his gray eyes scanning the nearby trees. It was possible Bertha was mistaken. After all, she had spent her entire life in the Twin Cities, and she was not accustomed to the outdoors and the normal sounds associated with the creatures inhabiting the tall timber.
I wish we were back at home, the fifth and final constituent of their party said, a tall man with flowing brown hair and a beard and mustache. We'll be there by tonight, Josh, vowed the gunman.
He raised his right hand and felt the stubble on his chin and the corners of his blonde handlebar mustache.
Good thing, too. I can use a bath and a shave.
You sure can, Hickok, said Geronimo.
Blade was still trying to detect movement in the nearest undergrowth. Nothing. Bertha must be wrong. He could feel the burning sunlight warming his naked chest, soothing his wounds. The run-in with the Watchers and the Brutes had been costly. He still experienced sharp pain every time he moved, both in the gaping tear in his right shoulder and the bullet crease in his right side.
"You're not exactly a rose either, pard," Hickok commented to Geronimo.
Blade smiled, wondering how Hickok was holding up, knowing the family's supreme gunfighter was in even worse shape, with a nasty gash over his right eye and four relatively minor bullet wounds, a nick on his neck, a scrape on his left heel, a furrow along his left side, and a hole in the fleshy part of his left shoulder, almost in the same spot where he had sustained another gunshot during their struggle with the trolls. If his injuries were bothering him, Hickok was doing a superb job of disguising the fact. Bertha, the woman they'd saved from the Watchers, had also been hurt. Her left arm was heavily bandaged, the legacy of a brute's attempt to consume her, to literally eat her alive. Bertha was wearing a baggy flannel shirt, covering the bandage, and jeans confiscated from one of the dead Watchers. Geronimo, still attired in a green shirt and loose-fitting pants sewn together from the remnants of an old tent, had received several bumps and bruises, but nothing serious. Of all of them, only the empath, Joshua, was uninjured. He was standing calmly at the rear of the transport, his hands folded in front of his waist, serenely gazing at some white clouds on the far horizon. Even his clothes, faded brown pants and a light blue shirt, made from a discarded sheet, were the least torn and worn. Joshua wore a large Latin cross around his neck. Blade lazily stretched, relishing the peace and quiet. He had taken a pair of green fatigue pants from one of the larger Watchers to replace his ragged jeans. Like Hickok, Geronimo, and Joshua, he wore moccasins. Bertha had placed new black boots, again from one of the vanquished Watchers, on her scarred feet, toughened from years of going without shoes. She had giggled when she had placed the boots on, delighted at the luxury.
"Well, you're getting the fire started," Hickok said, addressing Blade. "I reckon I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?